Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Utopia to Me with me, Chris Locke. Yeah, things rule, man. You know, I shaved my beard off, feel fresh and so clean, and feel like a new man. It's a nice autumn day out, and you know what? We have an episode for you today, or whenever you listen to this. Today. It is today. Wherever you are right now, it's today. So whatever, man. You only have today. You only today once. Yoto. Put that on a t-shirt. Hey, Drake, I made up Yoto. Listen, Dan Gallia is our guest today, and he's so funny and interesting, and there are some stuff in this podcast that will literally fry your brain. Do you like having your brain blasted and then fried, like Hannibal Lecter's cooking it after it's been blasted out of your skull? This is the episode for you. Dan and I had a great time hanging out. If you don't know, Dan Gallia is a really big sketch comedian here in Toronto, and he's been around forever doing funny stuff. And we're going to, you know what, I'm just going to dive right into it because we just got talking and time passed. So it's a meaty episode, but you guys are going to love it. And we're going to get right into that now. So enjoy. And always remember, Yoto. This is, I'm wondering about this one, if it's going to sound like two mellow dudes that almost like bleed in, our voices bleed into each other.
Do you think we sound the same?
No, your inflection just went up. Mine goes down. So we'll be good.
Cool.
Cool. You think that we're going to sell the same?
This is going to be so mellow.
I was doing this voiceover thing the other day, and the lady kept telling me about how I soften at the end of my sentences. I basically barely say the last word. And that's not the first time I've had that, like, criticism before. Yeah.
That's weird.
So now I have to watch it. Like, I was going, 100% pomegranate juice. And then I was like, oh. And then I had to be like, 100% pomegranate juice.
Punch in on that last word, Chris.
Yeah. Jew.
No.
Yeah, just wait a minute. Pomegranate
juice.
Pomegranate juice. I don't know. I think what my problem was I smoked so much weed at the age that my brain was still developing.
That it chilled it right out.
Yeah, I was like, stop evolving, dude.
Maybe that's what happened to me, too. When I was 15.
You were 15? Same year.
Yeah, that's when I started.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the true confessions of Dan Gallia.
Yeah.
Expert Canadian sketch comedian and now producer with your own company. Did you actually...
start a company?
Yeah, because you said you...
Yeah, it doesn't look like I'm going to have to incorporate, but...
Nice.
I got Happy Yet Productions is what I'm looking at right now.
Nice. Yeah, you're producing some cool projects. Can we talk about any of them off the top just to let people know where you're at these days?
Yeah.
You got your sketch troupe Primo that does shows still a lot, and now you're producing funny stuff.
Yeah, I just finished shooting a short with Anessa Frantowski and Darren McIntyre.
Tire?
Teresa and the Fly.
Is Darren the Fly?
No.
Is Anessa Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that one. I'm really excited about it, though. It's about talking fly mostly, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, it's going to be
excited
fun.
About
I just started editing it, so...
And we filmed something together. Well,
yeah.
I played a little character. Little character.
Yeah, it's a big...
I played a character my size.
It's a secret project that
Chris
worked on.
Yeah, black helicopters flying overhead.
Yeah, I think the editing on that starts this week, so it's going to be fun. The footage looks really good.
I'm really excited. It was just like me, Dan, and a bunch of other comedians basically laughing our guts out for two whole days.
Oh, my God. There was just so much dumb stuff being said that it was the best.
Yeah.
It was constant.
Yeah, we basically made one of the things, I'll just say it so we have it. Finally on tape was a home alarm system that before it tells you what's happening in the house, it sings the first part of I Like the Way You Move by, what's his name?
It's from Outkast. Yeah,
Big Boy. So it goes, I like the way you... Intruder alert. I'm glad we're recording that, because that was the best.
I like the way you... Motion detected. Yeah, there were some amazing ones. And that just morphed into the other thing that was the best, which was... Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good tag team back again.
Oh, yeah. Tag team just interrupts every song. Tag team back again. I wanna hold your tag team back again. I like the way you. The fridge is open. Someone is in the fridge.
I like the way you. Mail delivery.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
Still safe.
Routine mail delivery.
Yeah, that was fun.
This is interesting, though, because we both just admitted on digital recording that we started weed smoking at the age of 15.
Yeah.
I don't really do it that much anymore, I just want to say.
Yeah, same.
I like the way you full of lies. Sometimes it's nice to partake and enjoy and relax. It's relaxing. But if police come into my apartment, there is none here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do you think that honestly, like, because we were teenagers that experimented with that, that we have an arrested development to a degree? I always wonder that. Like, would I make a joke about that in stand-up, actually, like, I started smoking weed as a teenager, therefore that's why you see the scientist you see standing before you now.
I think that's true.
Yeah, totally.
For sure, it has to be.
Yeah.
It definitely affected, like, who I hung out with and everything. It affected everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But it didn't seem that way at the time, but when you look back, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't think of it as ruining my life, though.
No. I don't think anything can ruin my life except for me.
Yeah.
So I don't blame anything for
ruining
my life.
And ISIS.
Yeah. ISIS is definitely it's a close second to weed.
I get high all the time, and I'm a hostage. Oh, boy. Well, this is great. I'm glad you agree, because... I feel that way, too, but I also don't mind. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a weird thing for me. I mean, I'm, like, literally always... I think I'm probably going to quit soon.
Yeah.
But, like, I've said that a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, I really don't do anything. I don't drink. And I barely go out.
You don't drink at all?
Like, I'm not against it. I'm not, like, you know, but I would say, like, I get drunk once a year.
Wow.
Yeah, like, on my birthday.
That's good. Yeah, this whole month I'm trying not to... Or I shouldn't say try. I'm not drinking. Because doing stand-up, you just drink every night.
Yeah.
And I want my face to look nice again. I feel like my face looks like... just lives on a pillow when I drink all night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it probably does.
Yeah. It lives on a pillow.
I know. No, for me, I just want to, like, be able to do stuff without... wanting it all the time. I just love it.
Yeah.
I think that's why I never tried anything else too. It's like I just love it so much that, like, I feel like if I tried something else, I would just I would love it.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to get into comedy, honestly, was seriously, I remember in high school sneaking away and getting high with a group of friends, and then all of us were saying insane shit that made us laugh like crazy. And I was sold then, even at like 16, 17 years old. Like, I need to make a career where I laugh with my friends all the time. And now I'm 36 and that is totally what I do.
Yeah.
But also, I feel weird about it.
We're weird, though. This is the thing, is like, we still achieve
goals. There were a lot of friends getting high and laughing with us that were like...
Yeah.
This can't go on for too much longer.
Right, but like, there's like certain types of people that can just do stuff, you know what I mean? And it's like, you're not letting it affect your life to the point where it's ruining it. You're still like achieving goals and stuff. So it's like, you don't have that to blame. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't know. For me, like, part of this is like, it's kind of funny that we're talking about it, because part of the reason I actually want to quit is because I feel like people think of me too much synonymously with it.
Oh, like, really?
Well, I just feel like it always comes up. You know what I mean? And it's like not part of who I want to be. It's just something I do. So it's like,
oh, yeah,
there's these people that are like weed enthusiasts that are like, you know, your Doug Bensons or whatever. And
oh,
it's
yeah,
like, that's cool and everything for that guy. But like for me, like, I'd rather just kind of have it as something that I do, like a drink. Like, it's like people yeah, that drink, it's not like every time you talk to them, you're like, it's old Biro. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it just like, for some reason,
a bunch of comedians do that too. They're like, I am the drunk comedian kind of, or like, right, I'm good to be here. I'm drinking. Are you drinking? Like,
yeah,
it does become a thing. But I brought it up mostly because I honestly think that is what informed my weird, tired inflection at that age of development.
Yeah.
And then yeah, but I know what you mean. Like, I would hate to be like stuck in a box where I'm like, I'm this type of comedian. Like, people, like, I used to have a bunch of jokes about pizza and
it's the pizza because
I love it, and yeah, I also feel shamed about how much I love it and eat it. But then yeah, for a long time people were like, Chris Locke pizza, and I'd be like, okay,
you know,
I haven't written a pizza joke since.
Do you want to hear a really weird story about pizza?
Yeah.
So this is real. I
we'll hear this story and then we'll get into building your utopian world.
Perfect.
You went on a huge diet?
Yeah, like yeah, because of the pizza. Basically, I went to Pizza Pizza after like a comedy bar show or something, and I was with like some other comedians. I think Pat Thornton was there, and mm-hmm, I was in line, and this was like pretty attractive woman in front of me, and she orders her stuff, and then it gets to me, and the guy's like, I go to give him my money, and he's like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you don't pay. And I'm like, okay. And then the girl in front of me is like, oh, you got special pizza privileges. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. And then the guy's like, you don't know why? And then I'm like, no, I don't. And then he like turns to the lady. He's like, this man, he orders pizza every single day. And I'm like, okay, not every day. And then he's like, every day. He's like, once he moved, we thought he's gone. I pray to God. I say, please, God.
This
make,
is not
this is
true.
A real story that you can ask these other people. I'll tell you who else I was with. And he's like, I pray to God. I say, please, God, make him not move away. Then I get a phone call. He moved closer. He's in the apartments right next door now. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's me. And then she's like, so he's paying your rent, huh? And then the guy goes, paying my rent? Putting my kids through school. And I'm like, all right, take it easy. And then he's like, no, seriously, this guy, great, great. And I'm like, I left.
And then the girl's like, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been dating for over 3 years now. No, I just left so embarrassed because I was like,
did
hey,
you not
cool
even get
free
the pizza?
I got the pizza.
I just left with my free pizza and ate it in the dark.
I just left and then I slammed it against the window. No, I didn't. I was like just super embarrassed. I was like, I don't. And the reason that guy likes me was not because I order pizza every day. It's because I saved his job. And he didn't even bring it up.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, it was like my 10th day in a row ordering pizza. And I guess he thought I was cool. Like, he thought he was my friend. This is actually true, which is so pathetic.
Oh, my God. Did he tell you a real weird story?
Well, no. He came in an hour and a half late. So it's like not. You know how, like, after an
what
hour,
was he
it's
doing?
Free? I don't know.
You should have told the girl that.
I wanted to, but
let
it was weird.
Let me tell you the real pizza story.
This guy fucking... This guy sucks at his delivery job.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he came in an hour and a half, and I called to get free pizza. And then when I told him, he was crying, and he was like, I'm going to get fired. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And I just called Pizza Pizza back and was like, sorry, I just didn't hear him knocking. I guess he's been here a while. And then like they...
Really? You did that?
Yeah, but...
That's so nice.
But then what happened was when I ordered pizza after that, he started giving me tons of free stuff. And I was like, dude, I saved your job.
Yeah.
Stop stealing.
Stop getting in. Yeah, you're yeah, playing with fire.
I was like, I didn't do this so you could just get fired for a different reason.
He just hangs out on your massage chair while... There's pizzas in his car still?
Yeah.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even gotten to the utopian world part, but is this going to be a part of it, you think? Dan has a chair in his apartment that gives you a full body massage.
Yeah, it's got to be in there.
Yeah.
It's a necessity at this point.
It's so crazy, though. It feels like real fists.
Yeah, people like won't stop talking about it. It's come over. I'm pretty sure some people just come over for the massage chair at this point, but I'm fine with it. I just like company. I don't care the reason.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. It's wicked. My parents had one, the same exact one. That's why I bought it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to like go there and just run straight to the massage chair.
I feel like I made your pizza man story simmer by imagining the massage chair right away, but I still do think that story was incredible. Do you know the guy's name?
I don't. No, I should, and that's kind of a thing. Like, he's asked to like kind of hang out a few times.
Really?
Yeah. And like, there's a line I don't want to cross.
You're
I know
such
that's
a
weird.
Very okay. So this is what it is. People listening, if you aren't familiar with Dan Gallia yet, he's a very friendly, nice, super funny man. And I think you do attract, like, people just want to hang out with you.
It's weird. I like hanging out with people, so
and
that's
I,
cool.
Yeah, I went by to pick up the check from the thing we filmed the other day and sat in this massage chair. Like, what's friendlier than that? Like, hey, come on over and sit in, like, a free massage chair.
Yeah, it really keeps people.
So your parents had... That seemed pretty modern, though. Did they have...
Not when I was a kid. They didn't have it. Like, yeah. they bought... My parents, like, updated and, like, made my place that I used to live so much better as soon as I left.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I lived there, it, like, there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
And then
just
I moved out.
Dripping water from the ceiling.
Big screen TV, massage chair, pool table. They made a bar. Like, it was just, like, it's crazy how awesome it is now, and I don't even really get to, you know...
Where did you grow up?
Oakville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ish. All right. Coolish.
It's just nothing to do there, but yeah.
Still close cool. to Toronto.
Yeah.
But not when you're
my parents
kid.
Went to Toronto every weekend. Like, that's why.
Yeah?
Yeah. I knew.
To look at chairs? Massage chairs?
They were options. Shopping for massage chairs a good portion of my life.
Okay. Let me start with this. We know the massage chairs there. Oh, can I ask you one more question about it before we go?
Yeah.
How much was something like that?
So I go to the Dufferin Mall, which is like right down the street from my place.
Yeah.
And I like just always go there when I'm bored and I always get something. Yeah. And I saw the massage chair once. And it was at
Is it in Walmart?
No, it was at the As Seen on TV store. Like a classic, probably the worst place to get a massage chair. I don't know. But
no, man.
It was $1,200. Then I found it online later for $999.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can get it for under $1,000.
But As Seen on TV, they're always bragging that that's the best price.
Right?
What liars.
Yeah, it's
What
it's
was the
lying.
Place called online?
It's Hemmerschlemmer or whatever it's called. That Hemmerschlemmer.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that?
No.
Honestly, my utopian world is just that entire magazine made into the world.
What are the... We're
it's
done.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm telling you. It's one of those things where, like, you just want to buy everything.
Is it all comfy furniture?
It has that, but it's also just gizmos and gadgets.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like, really cool things that you don't think exist.
Like James Bondy type gadget?
Yeah. Well, there's tons of like spy, like cameras and stuff like that. But there's also like just weird shit like automatic toast, like de-toaster. Like, did you make toast but you wanted bread?
There's no way.
Like, that's probably not on the site, but that type of thing that you don't think could exist.
Oops, I made toast.
What's it do? Just sucks all the crunch out of my toast.
Suck the crunch out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hemmerschlemmer?
Hemmerschlemmer.
Hemmerschlemmer.
Yeah.
That's wicked. I got to check it out.
It is honestly amazing. They have like
the
a
thing with
submarine
me is I
that
never
looks like a
think
whale.
I have enough money to spend on gadgets, even though. So I just like, because when I was, you know, younger, I didn't. And so I just, in my mind, I still think like that.
I love gadgets.
It's a good thing.
I have gadgets.
What kind of environment would your utopian world be like first? So let's think of like the actual environment of the world.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I like water. So I like being around water, but I don't like really, you know.
Like not water world.
I think it would be like a sterile water everywhere.
Yeah. Like.
Like no
Brita
animals.
Filter?
Like just like, yeah, like Brita filter water. There's just like kind of lagoons everywhere filled with like Brita filtered
water. So you can
water
everywhere on the
go.
On the planet. Yeah, but you can just drink it.
Yeah, you can drink it.
Do you bathe in it and ruin it?
There's probably separate ones.
Right.
Yeah, I would say.
Right. And idiots bathe in the drinking one by accident and you're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I just see tons of trees and a lot of like lagoons. Clear.
So it's very, like, beginning of time-ish.
Yeah. I actually don't really like a lot of the... It's funny. I, like, love gadgets.
Yeah.
But I don't really like technology.
Yeah.
It's weird. I like gadgets because they're neat. Yeah. You know, like little robotic things and stuff I'm always like intrigued by. But
you don't want to live in an industrious wasteland.
No, I feel like I'm in jail right now.
Yeah, me too. The city is jail.
No, like the internet is jail. Like,
yeah.
I am on the internet so much and I hate it, but I love it, but I hate it. It's like
you have to put that as your Twitter bio or something. The internet is jail.
I think
you just summed it up perfectly.
It is. I really do feel it's like, you know, when you're aware of something, but you can't escape it. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like the internet is like the world's trick to distract everybody enough that no one wants to do anything.
I think so,
but
too.
It's like disguised as a thing that connects everyone so much more. So yeah. You're like, your brain doesn't know what to do with it because you're like, it's true. Like, I can't talk to my friends in China usually, but I can now. But yeah. Then at the same time, you're like, oh man, like I'm spending so much time talking to my friend in China yeah. And they never see me and I never go out. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Like, do you do that?
Or my friend in China's political views are getting intense.
Yeah.
And I have to read every damn article like they post.
But I refuse to quit. Like, you know, I got tons of friends that are like leaving Facebook and leaving
stuff. I want to leave Facebook so bad. The only reason I stay on is the context.
Yeah. That's me too.
Because I made so many friends across different cities. And
see, I don't like blaming things. That's my problem.
Yeah.
If I blame the internet or I blame Facebook,
yeah.
Then it has control. You know what I mean?
Right. Whereas, it's like moderation.
I want to moderate my own control so that I don't. I feel like it's me that needs to fix myself, not the Facebook that needs to fix itself. You know what I mean? It's like I should stop going on it so much, but I can't. It's just like
it's like thing. Almost like imagine like 30 years ago being a guy that was addicted to constantly checking out. Updates on the bulletin board at a rec center.
Yeah. You just can't stop going to the rec center.
Yeah, like, huh?
You signing up for anything?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Could you at least look at our events? Just no.
Huh. Someone wants to get rid of a coach. Oh, no, a cat is missing. It's like the same bullshit.
I just read that 3 days in a row.
One thing I really don't like about Facebook, mob mentality. It seems like Facebook and the internet in general is killing a person once a week. Some of them deserve to be killed, and some of them maybe they don't. But you should have compassion for all people, and that goes away with mob mentality.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
See, I'm torn. Because I get mad when people don't get, like...
Mad about shit?
Yeah, like, I if someone does something, like, if nothing bothers me more than, like, seeing someone who did something horrible succeed 2 years later because nobody remembers or cares anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think that, like, people should be judged and, like, you know, crucified. But, like, I definitely hate when, like, I see someone that's done something horrible and people just don't even acknowledge it. Like, there's so many people out there that have done, like,
well, like, smaller people become...
things.
Yeah, that's still a big problem because this... Like, some of the people that the mob, like, eats alive are scapegoats that distract you from, like, the bigger issues.
Yeah.
Which is a problem sometimes. Anyways. No Facebook in this utopian world.
No.
Good. And it's a pristine, drinkable Brita filter lagoons everywhere.
Yeah.
Lots of trees. Canadian-style trees.
Yeah. I see, like, permanent fall trees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. Big
or, like,
time.
I just love it. I look out my window all the time, and I just, like, there's so many. I feel so funny because I always, like, look up to Pat because Pat lives right above me.
Yeah, yeah. You literally look up.
Yeah. And I'm like, Pat. And he'll, like, lean over, and I'll be like,
on the balcony,
look at the beautiful colors.
Yeah.
And he'll just be like, yeah, man, it's fall.
That's like, so good.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's fall.
You know what I'd prefer to, like, the internet in my world is, like, if everybody had the ability to communicate with each other, but it's, like, you have everything in your brain. So it's, like, you can go out still and stuff.
But can they see you? Do you have privacy in your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you have Skype in your brain, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's,
but you can just shoot it at them.
Is, like, now, like, you're telepathic. So it's, like, I just want to talk to Chris, so I, like, think about Skype, and then I call
you.
That's why I didn't get hired at the Apple store, too, because I said that. But seriously.
Is that true?
Yeah. Third interview in, the lady's like, where do you see us in the future? And I was like,
Skype in the
microchip
brain.
On the brainstem.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's probably going to happen. But she didn't, you know.
I think they should respect that honesty.
I read
that. And also, like, they're not thinking of that.
I read that. I read it.
Yeah,
I was
totally
a
Wired magazine article.
It was a TED talk I watched where like the guy was developing nanotechnology for this, and I was like, "This is definitely where they're going." It makes sense, but
yeah. Well, there's that Millennium Man or Bicentennial Man or whatever that thing is. Not Bicentennial Man. There was a documentary on a guy who's after he's dead. He wants all his memories and thoughts like onto a hard drive.
Yeah, Transcendent Man.
Transcendent Man.
Yeah,
I knew it was one of those words
and crazy, but. Super genius.
Transcendent Man makes more sense. He is transcending into
the digital
world.
For those of you guys that don't know, he's like basically believes that there's this thing called the singularity, and he believes that eventually, like, it's in our evolution to eventually cross breed or, you know, with computers. So, like, we'll all be like Borg, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, we'll have computer aspects to our lives that are like. Basically controlling us. And
we will have
us.
Hard drives full of memory.
And you think it's kind of cool. Like, this guy's predicted tons of stuff, but the documentary we're talking about, like, you find out that he's just trying to bring his dad back from the dead as, like, a robot.
Since he was a child or something,
which
right?
Is
like
nuts.
He was affected, like, since he was a child by his dad's death or something, right?
Yeah. He, like, documented, like, all of his dad's thoughts and, like, traits, and he has, like, a room full of... his father's personality and brain, basically, and he wants to one day upload it into a computer and see if he can make his dad again, which is
this is where my brain goes. This is why I'm dumb, but maybe also a comedian. Imagine a squirrel thought like that. A squirrel was trying to get back its dead dad squirrel.
Just collecting
like,
all
humans
of
are
dads.
Insane. Anytime I want to, like, step back from humans' weird behavior, I'm like, would a squirrel do this?
Yeah.
Or would a dog think like that?
Dude, nothing else builds anything. Like, it's like no one's wearing, nothing's wearing a shirt.
I know.
You know, just I want to see, like, a seagull with a nice pair of kicks.
I actually don't mind saying it right now, but I'm trying to work on a new one-man show. And it's going to be called Bathing Suit, but I probably won't do it. But because I like the whole premises, like the idea, the concept of a bathing suit is such a good analogy for me about the absurdity of everything. Like, we can't go swimming naked or we will get arrested.
Yeah.
Like, we have to wear a bathing suit in the water. And skinny dipping is the best sensation ever.
But I always think about that. Like, how actually animals are way more free than us. Like, in every way. Like, you'll get arrested for swimming naked in a pool. But if a squirrel jumps in the pool, they just take it out and let it go back.
You, as you're getting arrested for being nude in public, a squirrel will shit on a cop and then run away. And the cop's like, squirrel.
That squirrel again.
That squirrel is so free.
Yeah.
Imagine you went to jail and had to share your cell with a bunch of squirrels. Like, they just started arresting them.
This is everything that's ever skinny dipped in a pool. Just ducks and squirrels.
Kingston, Ontario, home of the prison for all skinny dipping creatures. In a way, if you think about it, the planet Earth is a prison for skinny dippers.
The jails would be insanely full.
That's how the rest of the universe thinks of planet Earth. Oh, you mean that prison for skinny dipping creatures?
Humans are just a weird cult. Refuse to do it.
We are trying to evolve, squirrels. Bright yellow neon Speedo.
Put on some shorts, chipmunk.
I think that's it, yelling at us.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so...
No, but they have privileges, man. Like, remember that giant rat that I was living with?
Oh, yeah.
I was living with a giant rat.
You had to leave because the landlord wouldn't kick out the rat.
Yeah, so this rat gets to live in my place for free.
Yeah.
And I have to leave.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. It still lives there. And I moved, but it was for the better.
Did you tell the new tenant?
Nah, I just left.
Yeah, Kathleen and I were talking about that recently because we just got new neighbors upstairs. And, you know, one of the first things they did was come down and be like, do you guys smell cigarette smoke? And we've been here for 3 years and everybody here complains about the cigarette smoke from the dude downstairs. But the landlord never really does anything. So it was almost like, here we go again.
Oh, man.
It's pretty funny, but it was like, but basically, so what we said was like, And she was like, you think the upstairs neighbors would have told the new guys about that? But it's like, no, there's something about when you're moving where it's just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, just get me out of here.
Yeah, I don't need to.
I know.
I don't want to ruin a new place for someone right as I'm leaving. You
like,
know?
I've been mad enough that I've done it before where I've told people.
Yeah.
Where well, I've like tried yeah. to mess up the next people. Like
little micro machines on the floor?
No, I just had a... yeah, everywhere. I went on eBay.
Doodly.
Bought as many micro machines as I could. No, I just like... I've tried to like screw up people's open houses when they... You know, like sometimes you're still living there and then they're like, people are going to drop by. So just so you know, like tomorrow at 5. And you're like just trying to live your life and you have to clean the house and like make sure you're cool while these people walk through.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, I had a landlord that I hated. And I was living with Nikki Payne at the time, and she really didn't want me to do anything weird, but I just turned my bedroom into like a really scary place. There's like mannequin heads and like it just looked really weird, and it scared a
took
few
a
people.
While for well, people
it,
to rent
it scared a few people. They didn't rent to anybody that were there when we were there, that's for sure.
In this, speaking of other people, how many people would be in your utopian world? I like that question.
Yeah. I want not that many people. I would say probably like 20 tops.
20 people on a planet with beautiful drinking water.
It would maintain. When you think about it, it would last a lot longer that way. I mean, 20 people quickly turns into more.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 people is what I would start with.
And yeah.
It would grow into, you know, a fuller world.
Isn't that weird that one time on this planet there were probably only 20 people?
I can't even.
It was a while ago.
I know. I don't understand anything, so...
This was before the aliens helped us evolve. That's what... Yeah. Everyone, like... Is that... People blanket believe that now, so I just go with it.
I'm believing more and more that we live in a computer game.
Oh,
or some
man.
Sort of a computer thing.
I'll freak out.
That's honestly what I think. I think that my utopian world is just a better computer game. Because...
Wow, interesting.
It's not like... It's not that hard to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just like the
I
one thing
is.
That always resonates with me is like if you go microscopic levels into like looking at ourselves,
mm-hmm.
The last thing you see is just energy. So
yeah.
It's like our most microscopic
which there
version
could be
of
something in that energy that we can't see. Without,
right.
Yeah.
But it's just a pixel.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what I mean is like if you look at someone as deep as you can, it just the last thing you see is a pixel. It's a ball of light. It's a
but
little...
if you get to that realization that we are all just like these expertly pixelated avatars
yeah.
for some weird alien that's got like a face that looks like a scrotum or something.
Of course.
It's whoever's playing this game is gross.
Yeah. This is a weird game.
They look gross. But when you get to that level of, you know, sort of like... I don't know how to say it. Not nonsense, but you know what I mean? Absurdity.
Yeah.
You still have the... do you feel like... So when you have like feelings like, oh, I need to still love people and be kindness, because you're a very kind person and most people try to be. Is that like... You know, where does that come from then? Is that them playing you to think like that?
No, I just... I don't... Like, I say video game because, like, yeah. we're still...
like
so,
a sim.
It's so crazy, but we're using the brains that we've been given to try to decipher what the hell's going on, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't believe that we really have the ability to know what's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can, like, try to relate it to something that we have. We all have played a video game. You know what I mean? So it's like we just say, we're a video game because it's like... Like, that's what it seems like, or that's the closest thing. But, like, we're a very... If we are an actual computer game or something, it's so much more advanced than anything our minds can comprehend that, like, we don't know. You know what I mean? Like, this could be a game that plays itself, and the whole point of the game is you watch a world develop and destroy itself.
Yeah.
And to us, it takes billions of years, but to the people that are actually playing, it's like Sims. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just, I don't know. I'm so open to everything. It's like, I think there's like a 1% chance.
Have you heard that one theoretical physicist? I think his name is Michio Kaku. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's really cool looking dude. Asian guy with like long gray hair. Kind of like when the guy drank from the wrong grail.
Yeah.
But then he stopped and his hair was just long. Michio Kaku. Look him up. He's amazing. A genius. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I feel terrible if it's not. But anyways, one thing he said that blew my mind a while ago was, like, we think in the three dimensions, right? And that's how we think. And he's like, one thing that we're forgetting about when we try to think of, like, extraterrestrial life is that they could possibly see to 8, 12, whatever dimensions, and they don't even think of us. Right. So, like, for example, like, it would be like an anthill that's full of activity right beside a highway, one of our highways. Do those ants fucking know what a highway is?
No.
Or what the purpose of it is?
Right, no.
That's like, that like blew my mind. Ever since then, I was like, cares.
That's interesting. No, it's true.
Yeah.
That's really
That's
cool.
sort of what you're saying, though.
It's absolutely what I'm saying.
The person that, like, we could just be like our whole planet, the evolution of it could be like a, you know, like what you were saying, like it takes billions of years for us to just yeah. destroy ourselves. It could be a fun little like ornament on another species, like fireplace where they're like, look at this.
Yeah. And plus people we can come only over. Think what we can fathom.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like if you can only think to a certain level, that's the peak of what you can get to. There's no more.
So. Yeah.
The other thing about my utopian world, by the way, is I think I'd want predators, which is weird.
With 20 people?
Yeah.
Guys, you had to see how serious. Oh, yeah.
I want people to get, like, I want people there to be a reason for people to work together. And I yeah. want there to be, like, something that's constantly
that's
kind
nice.
Of, you know. There, so that we know that we're not the top of the pecking order and can't get too cocky. It's like there could be some sort of a fucking lion or something.
I always think that. I think that's a huge issue in our culture now, that it already seems like people are, it's almost getting like sadomasochistic, where people feel like they need to be whipped now or something, because we have nothing. Like, we're not even afraid of sharks, really. Yeah. Or afraid of bears anymore. We're like, shut up.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I totally get that. We're, like, selfish and it's too easy. Like, people are, like, I have this, like, sometimes when I'm walking home at night and, like, I'm walking across a field or a park or something, I've always had an active imagination, obviously, as we were talking, yeah. and so have you. When you look at the park and you're like, oh, imagine this is like some giant werewolf creature started barreling towards me, like using its arms to... And then, of course, it's not, but I give myself a little freak.
Yeah.
But then I'm like almost disappointed that it's not.
Yeah, same. I swear to God, there's just something about like having that thing there that's just like... Yeah. I don't know. It's a want.
Yeah.
It's like I don't like death and I don't want people to die. However, I think it would be kind of fun if a natural disaster happened here. Like, I know that's yeah. a horrible thing to say, but like,
no,
the blackout
I know what you mean.
Was so fun when it happened for me here. Like,
yeah.
There was things that sucked about it, like the lack of heat and stuff
yeah.
like that. But like
2003,
the way people blackout. Actually talked to each other for once, like my neighbors
yeah.
that I'd never talked to ever. Came
yeah.
outside and offered me like meat.
Yeah, yeah.
All like, this help meat's us going this... bad. And
me too. They're like, help us eat this ice cream.
Meat too.
Meat too. The
seriously, it's
meat
like,
mean. Yeah.
I just like the like cool things that happen. Like you always see like people come together when those things happen, and it's like, of course, nobody
yeah.
wishes bad things on anybody, but
no,
it's really those times where you see how good people are, because it's like. You don't get that opportunity too often until they're forced to do it, you know? And it's
maybe
like,
that's why Facebook ultimately always devolves into rabid dogs whenever there's, like, a thing to unite them. Like, you know, those fucking mob mentality.
Yeah.
Like, they literally eat people alive, but they come together as perverse as it
as
sounds.
As one voice of...
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally think that, like, terror and the base need to survive is like weirdly missing and important.
I just love to. I like really like togetherness. It's something that I think is like it's a little bit lacking nowadays.
Well, that's
like,
why I like doing comedy, because I feel like comedy is something that you could always, even in a post-apocalyptic world,
it's an important thing.
Or in the beginning of time, you could do it around a fire with other people.
Yeah.
And then it's a way of, like, communicating and uniting.
It's a superpower, for sure. No, it is. It's like,
and we're gonna end there. Comedy is a superpower.
Yeah, not everyone can do it, and it's like, it's definitely something you don't need any equipment for.
I've never heard it called a superpower before.
I heard Chris Rock call it that once.
Really?
To send it to Seinfeld. And then
it's
Seinfeld
a superpower.
Said like,
and Seinfeld's like, is it?
He's like, actually, I think that even Superman would find it hard to get a laugh. And then he was talking about how, like,
whoa.
Superman like could intimidate people into laughing, but he said, like, it would be hard for him to get a real laugh out of people. And he's Superman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was one of the driving in cars.
So what kind of predators are you imagining?
I always think cats, because I feel like those things
like
are, like,
saber-toothed tigers?
Yeah.
They're just lions.
Like, cats are crazy, man.
Yeah.
They're the scariest thing.
I also want the people listening to know that Dan is allergic to cats. He told me when he came over.
Yeah, but I want them all over my YouTube.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. I want the air to be Ventolin instead of oxygen.
What's Ventolin?
It's my asthma medication.
Oh.
It's literally a miracle drug. It's crazy.
But you can also not have asthma in your utopian world.
Okay. I'll do that then.
Thank you.
Yeah, because everyone else will just be like super steroided out if it was all Ventolin.
So is there different levels of asthma meds that goes up in? Ventolin like a harder one?
Ventolin is like the quick relief. It's like when you can't breathe, you just like do it and it immediately goes from like you can't breathe at all, you're gonna die, to breathing better than you've ever breathed. It's crazy. It does it in 2 seconds. It's like the only drug I've ever taken. It's like prescription, obviously, but it's like the only drug I've ever taken that actually has like that quick of a working, you know what I mean? It's like done. It's happening. You can
feel it.
It's
amazing that they invented that.
Yeah.
Does it open up your lungs?
That's what it does. It opens up your lungs for like a brief time, and then every 4 hours you have to do it again if you still feel that way. But then
have you ever had a really bad asthma attack?
Yeah.
Was it freak you out?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Because I woke up with it, so I couldn't breathe when I woke up.
And you're already disoriented, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was with a friend, and the friend didn't seem to take me too seriously. It was really weird, actually. And
are
I was
they
like,
still a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. I had to think about it. I was like literally like I couldn't even talk because I couldn't get the oxygen.
That's scary.
And then they were like, are you okay? And I was like, no. And they were like, all right, let's go to the doctor. Like they were like so matter of fact about it. And I was like, I don't think you get like the insane like shit that's happening right now. And then we walked.
And you don't want to exert yourself.
I couldn't even walk. I was holding onto the fence as I was walking down the street to keep myself up. And when I got to the pharmacy, because I didn't have time to go to the doctor because I was going to die. So I went to the pharmacy and I literally collapsed on the table, like the counter. And I was just like, motioning that I needed the thing, and she like immediately, without asking my name or anything, took it off the shelf and gave it to me. 2 puffs, better in 3 seconds. And she's like, I've seen people pass out as they got to the counter here. She's like, you look like you were about to. She's like, but people have actually like completely not made it.
Oh my God, what a mission.
Yeah, it's only happened to me twice, but
that's so scary. But the fact that she's seen it a bunch,
yeah,
is even scarier.
It happens, man, for sure. Because there's another one you get. It's an orange one, and it's supposed to be like long term. It's supposed to help you not need the blue one. So it's like, but the orange one costs a lot of money, and the blue one's really cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't die.
Yeah, me too.
Well, then let's say in this utopian world,
no asthma.
Because you can,
I think everyone should be allowed to breathe. That's the thing, is I always get so mad that I have asthma because I hate it so much.
Right.
I want to do like physical comedy and like take it to the limit. But whenever I do it, I forget that I have asthma. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, ah, fuck. I got to, you know.
Yeah.
I got to reset here.
You can make it a part of your bit.
I always try to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Always have this thing on me.
Nice. Well, what's it called?
Ventolin.
Ventolin.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's basically just named after what it does. Like it ventilates.
Vents you out. Yeah.
Okay. So I really like this. There's not that many people. You guys are afraid of giant cats like saber-toothed tigers, lions. I'm assuming.
We look out for each other.
It's there's you can, when you can stop for a rest, just drink out of a lagoon.
Yeah, no problems.
It is a video game, too. It's just a better video game. That's why we have to...
Well, that's the other thing. I think I would want it to be like a video game. Because, like, video games, you can do magical things. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I always want that to be the real world. Like, people... Everybody wants magic and cool things to exist. It's just that you never see it.
You're why do you think that is? That we don't want to fill this void. We don't want our lives to be this.
Because I think we all secretly think it exists. Like, I think that everyone thinks that we're not tapping into something, mm-hmm. that we have the ability to tap into. I think most people think that. It's like, well, yeah, my brain's capable of making me fly. I just don't know how to do it yet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
and when I do, you'll see.
I legitimately think that. I've sat in my house trying to levitate. Have you ever done that?
No.
I've actually done it.
I've jumped off many roofs.
I've tried to concentrate as hard as I possibly can. I've really hurt myself.
Really?
No. Jumping off roofs.
Yeah, yeah. Here I go again.
I've concentrated as hard as I can, like, trying to think about flying.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think I've ever tried. Maybe as a kid I did.
But that's why I did it. Because I thought, does anyone try to do this? Like, does anyone just sit here and, like, close their eyes and just, like, envision flying as seriously as they possibly can and, like, really put every bit of energy into it?
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
So don't try it.
But that's why. It's like, I think we've learned from our ancestors.
But it doesn't work.
But you see that? There's that trick people play where they're meditating and then it looks like they're hovering, like, a few feet.
They have, like, 1 foot. On the ground still?
No. It's this weird, like, see-through bar thing that is disguised by their clothes. It's a trick, and I was so disappointed. Yeah, you're right. Even, like, a couple years ago when I saw this trick.
You're like, could it be?
Like, they explained, and it was a really good prank, like, design. But after they explained it, I was like, there was a huge part of me that was disappointed that the guy wasn't fucking floating meditating. You know?
Yeah, but people believe it. You know what I mean?
People
believe it because they think it's possible, but they don't believe
the person. So people are floating
person.
And flying in this world.
Yeah,
what
people
do you think?
Don't believe the people. People believe that it's possible.
What about in your utopian world, though, then they hit this, if they concentrate hard enough, they hit this level where they can fly. It's not easy.
Okay. So I think that's the
way. So we give them the payoff for the...
Yeah, because not everyone should have the ability to fly.
Out of all the 20 people, there's a few jerks.
There's a few idiots. It's going to ruin it for everybody.
What would your house be like?
I like a fun house.
Oh, yeah? Like wacky mirrors?
Yeah, like I want like a, you know, a room of trampolines.
Yeah.
A room of, like, just a padded room that
no
I could just like run
said
full
this
force
so far.
Into.
This is the 12th episode. No one said anything like that.
Really?
It's totally reasonable.
Yeah. I like slides. I want slides to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I like secret passageways. I want a lot of secret rooms.
You
and
are
secret
a giant kid at
places.
Heart. You literally want to fly, and then when you're not flying, go down slides all the time.
Yeah. Seriously, I love that.
Yeah, well, that's
but
fine.
If it's in the privacy of my own home, too. Like, I'll just do stuff that I would never do at, like, a public trampoline park or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
skinny dipping on trampoline style.
Like, imagine you could get so mad and then just go into this like super fluffy padded room and just like run as fast as you can into the wall and it just like marshmallows you into the wall and you're not hurt but
those
you get all that
favorite.
Tension out. I would love that.
One time I was doing one of those bouncy rooms at Ontario Place.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect. You can do anything you want and not hurt yourself. And then I bounced too hard and my knees came up and smashed me in my own mouth. And I was like, ow, you betrayed me, bouncy room. I felt betrayed. I always remember that. I was like, fuck bouncy rooms.
It's also exercise. That's the other thing. It's like when you're a kid, a bouncy room is just a bouncy room and you just go nuts. But when you're an adult, like two bounces and you're like, my knees.
Oh, yeah. No, two summers ago, Mark Little and Cheryl... Han and I did a show up in Waterloo, and at our buddy Everardo put it together, and he had a giant trampoline in his parents' house.
What's his name?
Everardo.
That's like the best name I've heard.
I know Everardo Ramirez. He just moved. He lived from Waterloo, lived in Halifax. Now he lives in Toronto. Shout out to Everardo. A nice guy.
Yeah. Big ups.
Great teeth. Everardo, you have great teeth.
Wow.
Now he has to listen to this. But yeah, so me and Cheryl mostly, but also Mark a bit, jumped on the trampoline and I couldn't stop because it makes you feel insane.
Right.
But yeah, you're like breathing heavy, like you're exercising. Like
it's weird.
It must be the parents' like dream to see a bouncy castle because they're like, go in there.
God, you're going
to
sleep.
Yeah. And then just shut the hell up.
That's happened to me a lot lately, though. Like tobogganing's not the same. Like
I know
you go down the hill once, and then you're bringing the toboggan back up the hill, and you're like, in no way was it worth it to like do this more than twice. Like
yeah.
You do it once, you're like pretty satisfied. Then you walk up the hill, and you're like, this is a steep hill.
Yeah, and you realize, oh, the walking up the hill was the part.
Yeah, then when you're at the top of the hill, you're like, do I want to go down again? Because I'm going to have to come back up.
Yeah. And then you look at the top of the hill, there's like pizza.
Like, yeah, all the good stuff's always at the top.
Yeah, the lights
hill.
Glowing across the field of snow. Yeah, well, I got to go on a ski trip. Or I want to. I'm excited. But I'm going on a ski trip early January. And I haven't gone skiing in 15 years, and I used to do it all the time, and I'm excited. But that's kind of the reason why I'm trying not to drink, and I'm doing all these exercises now to get, because I know I'm going to die. Like, I know my body still remembers how to ski and everything, right. But it's not the same body. Like, when I jumped on dude's skateboard.
That was awesome. I love seeing, like, friends that you've known for a while, like, just whip out a new talent. Like, you've known someone for, like, 10 years, and then all of a sudden, you go to, like, a clarinet store, and they're like, dude, check this out. Just like, what?
Yeah. And you're like,
bad example,
bonus friend points. Yeah, but I was not skating like how I used to. I was skating like a lump.
You're still better than I could ever do, so.
Oh, well, thanks.
You did a few tricks.
What's his name again? Ken?
No, I thought his name was Ken
it's
the whole
Kettle.
Time. It's Kenton.
Kenton. Yeah, he's cool, man. Nice
Another guy. Really cool name. This thing
yeah,
is just
Kenton and Everardo
awesome
should meet and
I don't know
skate
anyone
and go on a trampoline.
More than one person named Everardo or Kenton?
I know.
Nope.
Think of all the different names you can, like, Everardo you can say, like Rardo, Ev. I don't know about Ev, but Rardo's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's like Ken and Ton. Yeah, Ton.
Kenton. And
yeah, we have the most normal names.
Yeah.
Dan and Chris.
Yeah, Dan and Chris. Hey, everyone, welcome to our hardware store in the middle of nowhere. Dan and Chris's hammers.
Someone in like Uganda is like, weird names.
Yeah, you're right. Weird names. But if you go up like Northern Ontario, it's like Dan and Chris's hammer store.
And that's every two blocks.
Now with new fishing lures. I don't know. That's cool though. What were we? Okay, the house is just a fun house.
This just reminded me. I would still want seasons in my utopian world.
Yeah.
But
the trees always look autumnal?
Trees always look like autumnal. Optimal.
Optimal autumnal trees.
But I want the snow to be lukewarm. So it's like it snows still, and you get the beauty of snow and like the fun of fluffy snow, but it's not cold.
Like snow that's been in the microwave.
Yeah, I can't have cold anymore. I actually, like, physically, it's not a mental, like, thing. It's not, like, me being, like, a baby. Like, I actually physically can't handle the cold anymore.
Really?
Like, you know, I used to shiver in the cold. And
sharp
now
cold, is that hard on your lungs?
It is harder
hard
on my lungs.
Yeah.
But, like, in the cold now, I, like, do this thing where my body starts shaking to the point where I have to, like...
You're not wearing a hat.
I'm not dressing warm enough.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you
want to
hear something super perverse and crazy about me?
Yeah.
As much as last year's winter made me pretty depressed and insane,
same.
Like it did everybody. Yeah. And apparently this winter's supposed to be worse.
I know. I heard.
Sorry.
That.
But one thing, I like getting bundled up.
Yeah.
There's I like being
that morning
cozy.
Feeling. That cinnamon bun feeling in the morning when you just like you could just never get up. Like if you stayed in those blankets.
Yeah, even if you move to another part of the bed, you're toast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Okay, so warm snow, I like that.
Yeah, like even just
warmish
like
winter.
Cold, just like a
Well, winter when it hovers around zero is fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind the snow.
It's just when it goes minus whatever.
I just hate the freezing wind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's blasting.
If there's any Americans that listen to this, we're talking about Celsius.
Yeah.
What kind of food?
You know, pizza's going to be there for sure.
Yeah.
I'm a Ninja Turtle. Basically,
yeah.
I am a Ninja Turtle in every way. If you want to ask about my diet, how I live.
Yeah.
Aside from fighting the Foot Clan, I'm like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Like, I love pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess chicken.
That's the only thing.
Just pizza and different types of chicken.
Yeah. Do you like those roasted chickens they sell at Sobeys and shit
yeah,
like that?
I do.
Oh, wait. You live close to...
Sardinia? Or
like yeah.
The Rooster?
Now it's the Rooster. But is it the same people?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sardinha.
It's like a Portuguese chorizo. Is it, no, what's the, what are they called?
Churrasqueira. I yeah. say it wrong. Someone corrected me.
It's
but
like a barbecue chicken
It's place. Spelt churrasqueira if you say it phonetically.
I feel like I'm eating healthy when I eat there, but I don't think I am. Like,
it's very salty.
But it's like the closest thing to home-cooked food. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like not fast food. It's like... Yeah.
Yeah, it's very salty.
Yeah, I have to say chicken. Chicken's like my favorite thing.
Chicken
I
is so
eat
good.
So much chicken.
A lot of protein. Okay, tons of chicken. Cats are trying to eat you. You're trying to eat chickens.
Yeah.
Chicken's already roasted. I'm sure you don't want to catch a real chicken and kill it.
No, they're just roasted chickens walking around.
Steam that's coming why, off of them?
You know, I would like roasted chickens just kind of walking around like animals, because then it's like the cats don't always feel like attacking you because there's these roasted chickens that are easy to catch and everywhere. You know yeah. what I mean? But occasionally you'll get the odd saber-tooth attack because...
Yeah. If you caught your... yeah, I don't know. We're getting into... I don't know if you're going to evolve enough to catch the saber-tooth, master them. No way.
No.
You need that threat to be there.
Yeah, you just want it to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious. Like, saber-toothed tigers are easy to kill.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're extinct, so.
Right. Well, are they extinct because of us, or just that was, they were...
They're extinct because of us, I think.
Really?
I saw a picture of the last saber-tooth something. It was like...
Something.
It was like not a saber-toothed tiger. It was like the ancestor of that.
Yeah.
And it was like a black and white picture of like a tiger basically with yeah. saber teeth, like with those huge teeth.
Was it real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like this is the last picture before it was extinct. So there was like ancestors of it that survived long enough to be around us.
I remember when I was a kid,
Tasmanian tiger? I think that's what it's called.
Where was it from? Australia?
Not sure, but probably.
That's so sad. When I was a kid, the first extinct animal I learned about, besides dinosaurs, was the dodo bird. And for real, as a kid, I just thought, oh, it's extinct because it was dumb.
The dodo bird. Because of its name?
Yeah. Like, I didn't get how things worked yet. The dodo bird is dumb.
Did lemmings exist? Are those real?
They're real.
Do they still exist?
Yeah.
And
pretty sure.
They just kill themselves all the time?
Someone told me...
Remember that game, Lemmings?
No.
There's a game called Lemmings.
Like a video game?
Yeah, and it was just like, there's like thousands of these lemming creatures, and your job was to like, they would just walk, and your job was to like build bridges where there were gaps and stuff so
Whoa.
They wouldn't die.
In time.
Yeah, so
that's
you're just
a good
like
idea
constantly
for a
building
game.
Stuff.
No, but someone did tell me once when I used the metaphor of like lemmings all committing suicide or whatever... In something, they were like, you know, that's not actually what's happening. That's like fake or that's not true.
Huh.
So we have to look it up now.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening, follow at Utopia to me and tweet us when you hear this. Like, is it true about lemmings? Because we're not going to check it out. We're sick of the internet. It's jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to wrap it up, though. Do you have any final thoughts? Let's talk about what we have so far. Crystal clear. Brita water filter style lagoons.
Yeah.
Optimal autumnal trees.
Yeah.
But we still get seasons, but winter is warm.
Yeah.
Snowfall's warm.
Yeah, you can fly
Pizza's
if
everywhere.
You really try.
You can fly if you really try. Some jerks will never get it.
No.
There's only about 20 people, though, so we know who those jerks are.
Yeah, slowly growing population, but yeah. 20 people.
Yeah.
And there's people that are dying due to saber-toothed tiger attacks.
Yeah, so. There's always the threat of a saber-toothed tiger around the corner while you're out looking for your roasted chicken that's walking around. Yeah, pizza everywhere. Go to Dan's if you want to jump in a fun house on a trampoline room.
Yeah.
Bouncy walls.
Some anger out in my... Cushy marshmallow room.
Yeah. I'd love to see Henry Rollins in a marshmallow room. Screw you, Dad.
Party? That actually Party? Feels better.
Yeah, yeah. Feels so much better. Oh, my God. A ghost just told us to wrap it up in my house. That's cool. So creepy. But, yeah, and the world is a video game because if you get down to it, even in the smallest, minutest quarks that we can find,
yeah,
it's just pixels.
And there's secrets hidden, by the way. I know that's the end of this thing.
No, it's okay.
There's secrets hidden all around this world that can give you certain...
Your utopian world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because
I was like, I got excited, like, this world?
No, I just want to be, like, walking down the street and you just find, like, a weird crystal. And then you're like, oh.
But do you know what the crystal does?
Not until you pick it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it is just a video game. Yeah. Because video games literally have roast chickens bouncing crystals that help you with stuff.
I guess I just want to live
I think
in a video
you described,
game.
Aside from the environment and your house, the outside world is a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I want it to be one.
Yeah.
That's weird, eh?
Yeah, but it is funnier and more succinct than this planet's video game, if you're comparing. Yeah.
True.
Which is what you said in the beginning. You said you wanted to be a better video game.
Yeah.
And that's what you did. Cool.
I like that.
Did you have fun?
I did.
You got some things coming up. You want to give those a shout out for a sec?
Yeah, I have some stuff happening.
There's some stuff you can't talk about because it's production, right?
Just look out for some of the videos that I'm doing. You can go to dangalia.com and stuff's always getting updated on there.
Yeah.
And hopefully the next Dangalia Awards will be happening soon. And yeah, that's basically it. I got some shorts that are coming out.
When's the one with Anessa and Darren coming out?
I'm hoping in the next couple weeks.
Two super, super funny people, by the way.
Yeah, it's like really close to being done. I want to get some music behind it.
Yeah.
See if I can get some soundtrack.
Okay, dangalia.com and your sketch troupe Primo.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do the Toronto Sketch Fest?
Probably. I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet. And then, so Primo's always doing a show every now and then around town, Toronto.
Yeah.
And at Dangalia?
It's at The Real Dangalia.
At The Real Dangalia on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is there another Dangalia?
No.
But
no,
I know what
there
you
There is actually lots of them.
Really?
I added them all on Facebook.
Really?
And one of them looks like future me.
I'll oh, show my you God. This,
but yeah,
yeah, I got to see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
keep listening to this podcast because it's awesome. Thanks for having me because, I'm a big Chris Locke fan, if you guys don't know. So him having me on this is a privilege.
Oh, thank you very much. I think this is going to be a really fun, awesome episode to listen to. We had a great time.
Yeah, man.
Say bye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, and that was Dangalia, at The Real Dangalia. Follow him on Twitter. Dan, thanks so much for coming on. So funny. Yeah, follow him on Twitter. Go on dangalia.com. Check out his latest projects. It was a blast hanging out. I'm glad he did it. And that's the episode, episode 12. We are young, okay? This is a young podcast, just 12 episodes old, okay? And on Twitter, at Utopia to Me, we've got over 125 followers now, I think. That's not a big number for Twitter, but we're young. Tell your friends about it. Fave it, retweet it, do all that stuff. Go on iTunes, put some stars on it, do all that thing. Say, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. A lot of you guys are tweeting at me already with the little followers that we have, and I really appreciate it. You guys are very lovely, and honestly, I'm doing this for my own kicks. I love hanging out with these comedians and friends and having fun and laughing, and the fact that we are reaching you guys out there and you're enjoying it too means a lot to me, so keep spreading the word and or whatever. Keep enjoying it. And yeah, it's love you very much. I'm at Chris Locke Fun on Twitter, so tweet at me too. Tell me what you're up to. Check out all the projects coming up. And Yoto, you only today once. Doesn't make sense, but it's going to be a new thing. You watch out. Thanks again, and keep your ears peeled for episode 13. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.